Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. was at like 52 kilograms, and then because of anxiety, I didn't eat because I was like, it's gonna give me a stomachache, which is gonna give me anxiety, blah, 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 blah. So, I lost 6 kilograms. I went from 52 kilograms to 46, which is tough. It's tough because you can see my top. You can see my, like right now, even if I have a normal weight, but you can still see my, you know, I'm kind of skinny at the top. So like I was really like not in a good shape.
Take back your life.
sometimes I was like, I'm stronger than this. I can do this. Like, even just to get groceries outside, it was a struggle. And what I did is I did it step by step, step by step, step by step, step by step. I just went from like just going outside to get groceries first, get like one or two things, just, you know, to like, there's something in anxiety and in panic disorder that is that any place that you struggle with, that you dread going to, it's in anxiety and in panic disorder, sort of, you will avoid that place. And I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to have that in my life. So one of the places that was a struggle for me was like the main street of my town. It's crowded. Like, there's a lot of people walking. And yeah, the store, there's always a lot of people. And I was like, I will go to exactly the places that I dread going to. And I went to this street, and bit by bit, step by step, I started going to the groceries. I started going to the restaurant that was like the closest to my house and that I knew had toilets. I had to get toilets everywhere. Like, I literally raided all the toilets of the town because of this. But I made it a game with like my friends, because I had friends at the time. With my friends and my family, we had this sort of like little game to make me feel like it's okay. This little game of like rating every toilet that I was going to. Like, okay, out of 1 to 10, how was it? And it made me feel like, okay, it doesn't have to be dreadful to like have to go to the toilet because of my anxiety. I was like, I can make it something fun. And now I know all the toilets in the town. But I started, you know, spending more and more time outside. When I felt a little bit more comfortable, I spent like a whole dinner in a further away restaurant. And then I started traveling to my sister's, to a further away location. And then I did a whole trip with my family. It was a struggle, but I did it and I made it. And when you do these little steps, you're like, I did this. I can do it again. It's okay. I can do it again. It's fine. Last time was fine. And even if this time I need to go to the toilet, I know around me there are toilets. And I was like, what's the worst that can happen to me? Did I suddenly need to go to the toilet? There are toilets here. There's toilets here. There's toilets here. So obviously, I'm not gonna go camping. Because that will be a struggle. But, you know, you have to go bit by bit, step by step, take little steps. But you have to fight it. You have to fight it because anxiety is, it's mostly a long-term thing. And if you don't do anything against it, it's going to be a struggle in your life, and you don't want that. You need to have the will to take back your life. You really do. But, you know, I flew to the US and I was so scared because it was after all these little steps, and I was like, can I make it? I don't know if I can do this. So I took some, like, in my bag I had like a Xanax just in case. And I was like, at worst I have this in my bag. It'll calm me down and stuff. But I tried to get listen when it's something psychological, sort of, because I knew it was in my head, and I knew I had to fight it. I knew I had to be the one, because people couldn't do it for me. And when you take medicine, it's okay while you're on medicine, but maybe, like, when you're not on medicine, is it gonna be bad for me? I didn't know, and I didn't want to know, so I just, like, went for it, like, with all my mind, and I was like, I need to fix it myself. I need to fix it somehow. Because I've seen so many cases of people who were taking medicine for whatever mental issue, and while they're on the medicine, it's fine, but they're not being treated. They're just giving them pills to, like, get better temporarily, and that doesn't help. It doesn't treat the problem. So I was like, I don't want to be one of these cases. I need to treat myself first. And that's it. Now I know that there's way worse than me outside, and medicine is so fun, but you need to be treated first psychologically, because there's something behind that. There is something behind that. We don't necessarily know what, but there's something that activated that in me. And in my case, I just needed to fight with what I had against it. And it still is a struggle sometimes. When I went to Philadelphia recently, and when I just walk around the city, I always have to, you know, look around me to make sure that I have toilets around just in case I had a problem. But I imagine if I went there and didn't do anything because of that, I just wouldn't forgive myself. And I just wanted to do things that I knew I could do. And if I feel like I can't do something, it's fine. I'm just gonna rest at home and chill. You know, sometimes it's just fine to just take time for yourself and be like, I don't really have to do this. It's okay. I can do other stuff. I can stay at home and be happy. It's okay too. You have to know your limits. That's the most important. Your limits. But make sure that you live your life. That's just what I can advise you. And just, like, know that you're strong, and you, whatever's in your mind, it's like a shadow, and it can't win over. You are strong. You can do it. You can fight it. And I know that it's hard. I know that it needs so much effort, and it's exhausting, and sometimes you try, and then you end up exhausted. I know. Me too. I completely forget about the sound. the degree is the key to what's coming next. And
this summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And things makes you get things. When you work for something, you get something, usually. Not always. But let's say I have goals right now. My goal is to work full time. But to work full time, it would be better to go to the US. Because for this job, it's just, it just makes sense. Every, you know, media thing is probably in the US. But before that, to even like be able to do something full time, I want to be sure in my life. I want to be safe and secure. I need to have my degree. I need to finish my degree. But to finish my degree, I need to work for my exams. Mm-hmm. promise you that there's nothing more rewarding than the time where you do it. Like, you do the stuff that you needed to get done. And then you just rest. This is the best feeling ever, because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to do the video. I just want to rest. And then I play a bit on the Overwatch. Maybe I should do it now. I can do it. And so I do what I need to get done. And then when I post a video, let's imagine it was like filming a video. When I post a video in the night, I am so proud of myself because I brought a video out to you guys. And I got that shit done. You know, I have a schedule, like a monthly schedule. And when I miss one, I never feel so guilty in my life. So when I get one done, I'm like, see, like, I just needed to be a little bit disciplined, and I did that shit. I did that shit when it needed to be done. I did it. And now this is what life will get back to me. So it's also a good advice for exams and papers and stuff. I know that you don't feel like doing it. We never feel like doing the stuff. But there's another quote that adds to that. Let me just tell you. You can't expect to succeed if you only put in work on the days you feel like it. Very true. Very, very true. Like, if I only worked on the days that I just felt like that, like it, I would work twice a week. I would not be where I am today. I would not have anything that I have today. And I would be stuck with my psychology degree and be like, what am I doing now? Because I didn't work, so I have no opportunities. Stayed until 7 a.m. to do like stuff because I didn't do them in time. And I felt like crap. I was exhausted. I was drained. Do not do this to yourself. It's not worth it. If you start stuff when you're supposed to start them early, I promise it will spare you so much energy. You will do it. Like, when you start something earlier, you naturally feel good about yourself. So do that instead of staying up until 7 a.m. Please, like, that's honestly like the biggest thing that you have to get out of this. Do not procrastinate. Do not put things to tomorrow. I still do it. Sometimes, but I know when something is important, you need to do it. It's now. Sometimes isn't more than that. abilities I was putting in this game. Everything that I could do instead of that. Still now, sometimes I'm like playing Overwatch for an hour and I'm like, I could have studied for that exam. I could have written that paper. So do not be extreme with that state of mind. You need sometimes like to have fun and to just rest, but make sure that everything is balanced. See what I mean? So let's see all the quotes that we have. Oh, one that I really like. You can't expect. No, that's not that. If I quit now, I will soon be back to where I started. And when I started, I was so desperate to get where I am now. So, I see a lot of people who, let me get a, who make efforts, a lot of efforts for like a day or a few hours. And then basically for like a week or like more than that, they won't put in any effort. They're like, I did it, now I can rest. But the rest lasts like for so long. This is the worst thing that you can do to yourself. Basically, you just, exactly like in this quote, you go back to where you were. And that is not something that you want to do, because all these efforts that you've done, it's worth nothing. If you just like climb down to where, to the sort of person that you were, you want to always like push. You want to push. It's all about like pushing for more and more, making sure that you rest. Obviously, let's not even doubt that. But if you like, if you're being productive for a day and then suddenly you stop for like 2 weeks, you can't expect to have like any improvement like that for anything that you do. You know, like work is work. To get somewhere, you have to work, and you have to just like completely like every day push for it, because if you want it, no one's gonna do it for you. You know what I mean? No one's gonna achieve your dreams for you, achieve your goals for you. No one's gonna pass that degree for you. No one's gonna, I don't know, like there's so many dreams out there. That's not even a dream to have my degree, but whatever it is, it's, if it's your dream to like be your hairstylist and you don't know much about it, or you're not like a professional, no one's gonna do it for you. You need to like get there by yourself. And if you put in work every day, the progress that you make, you will see it and you'll be so proud of it. But always remember that only you can achieve your goals. No one else is gonna do it for you. So while you're sitting and doing that thing for, I don't know, a week, for days, for a week, that goal is still there. You know what I mean? It's still there. It's still like far away, like at the end of the tunnel, but you're not getting closer to it. So when someone asks me like, how do you do to like do all this, it's simple. such an opportunity that's missed and it's wasted because we could have so many people. I'm like, among you, there's so many talented people, so many intelligent people. And I know that you can achieve like whatever you want. You can do it. You can do it, but you just need to want it so hard. You need to want it so hard that you're gonna work for it. And a lot of people don't know what they want to do in their life. It's okay. It's fine. It's so fine, especially when you're young. A lot of people at my age haven't figured out what they want to be. 25, it's like close to working time, you know? Probably working time. But it's fine. You know, in your life, you grow, you develop likings, you develop skills, interest, you get to know stuff. And just be interested in what's around you. Like, go out and get to know things. Even like start working some jobs and be like, you're gonna be like, oh, that is okay, but then I don't like that aspect of the job. And it's just gonna, you know, like orientate you. And you really need to know what you're good at, what you like. Because nowadays we have the opportunity to work, to live in a world where you can do what you like as your work. And I think that is so important, and people need to take that opportunity. But I mean, if you want to be a lawyer, like something like that, you can do it. But yeah, that's just like, you guys are, you're, humans are strong. They're weak. They have flaws, but they're so strong as well. So you're like that. You have that strength, but you need to cultivate it, whether it's for anxiety, for motivation or something. Take the chances. Be like that strong person that you admire in life. When you look at other people and you're like, wow, I wish I had that. Wow, I wish I was like that. I were like that. Why not? Why not? Okay, I can't be Einstein. I wish I would. But I'm just not intelligent enough, and that's okay. It's like two different things. But reach for your goals. Constantly work. Don't be scared. Like, just like, build yourself. Build your roots. And then you have no reason to fear the wind. Just hope this helped you and this relaxed you, maybe. I don't know. One of them. But I love you guys. You can do it. You're the best. You're strong. I am the storm. Never forget that. It's my tattoo. Never forget that, guys. You are the storm. You have no reason to fear the storm. You are the storm. I wish you a good night or a good day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.